This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 31st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather across Israel is warm and clear. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying sunny skies. In Jerusalem, it's pleasantly mild. If you're in Eilut, expect warm temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. strikes in Iran. An American source reported that forces targeted missiles carrying sea mines at the Strait of Hormuz, according to Israel Hayom from earlier today. Also, a senior official confirms the U.S. military attacked IRGC rocket launchers in Iran. Explosions were heard on Larak Island in the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, weekend strikes killed several Hamas operatives, including October 7th invaders, the IDF says, reports the Times of Israel. Separately, the U.S. struck two Iranian launchers preparing to fire at the Strait of Hormuz, a source tells the Jerusalem Post just a short time ago. And finally, the Mecca Joint Defense Agreement is a looming threat to Israel and America, states JNS from earlier today. From X, the latest. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared earlier that the Iranian Foreign Ministry views U.S. sanctions as threats to international law, rejecting what they call lawlessness and crude bullying. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, noted earlier today that the Wall Street Journal story highlights the arrogance of great powers, referencing overestimations in Ukraine. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared breaking news earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a high-ranking Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Let's go deeper, starting with the American strikes in Iran. According to Israel Hayom, U.S. forces targeted two rocket launchers on Keshma Island. These actions aim to prevent the launch of missiles carrying naval mines towards the strategic Strait of Hormuz. This move underscores tensions in the region, impacting global oil routes and security. Turning to the IDF's activities. The Times of Israel reports that weekend strikes killed several Hamas operatives, including a commander in Deir al-Bala. Local officials confirmed that a three-year-old was among the casualties. This development highlights ongoing regional instability and raises concerns over civilian safety. Meanwhile, the Mecca Joint Defense Agreement, as JNS explains, is drawing attention. Turkey, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia's alliance is perceived as anti-Western. This poses potential challenges for U.S. allies, affecting diplomatic and military strategies in the Middle East. On the economic front. First, Gazit Medical Center is pioneering change in Israel's rehabilitation world. Israel Hayom Business reports an innovative day rehabilitation center is set to bring together various medical specialists under one roof. Separately, in Phuket, residents are calling for a 15-day stay limit on Israeli tourists. CTEC highlights local protests against the increasing number of Israeli visitors, with numbers surging 52% in the past year. And finally, retired IDF officers receive substantial pensions. According to Globes, these officers retire at an average age of 45, with monthly pensions averaging NIS 20,019. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.